Halftime of our Friday night football game. The regular season ends here for the Storm Lake Tornadoes. The season continues for a couple individuals from the Storm Lake boys cross country team. Justin Melman, congrats on a great year, and to two of your individuals.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. A really nice night out last night. Always the way you want to end your season, or keep your season going, rather. Always the way you want to come out of the state qualifier, put it that way.
Yeah, at Spencer, give us an idea how this boys' race went.
Yeah, it was really exciting. I knew Dylan would be up there, but you never know how things are going to go. You had to be top 15. He was probably running in the top five right away, top four through the mile-ish. Was looking really good. And at the 2 mile, he actually took the lead and made a pretty good stretch, maybe 30 yards, 20 yards on the second place kid from MOC, going out, long stretch out to the south side of the golf course there. They make a big loop and then they come back and finish. He looked awesome. The MOC kid made tracks back on him and was able to catch him, and Dylan got second, but really hard fought race. He ran really well. It was really exciting to watch. Leandro Marin was our number two. He placed 13th, ran a really good race. He was probably up in as high as maybe 11th place or so in the race, but placed 13th as a sophomore. Outstanding. Sam Olson, who's been kind of injured for us all season, placed 34th, ran a really good time. Carson Cole was our number four, 41st place, and Michael Martin, Basil Horsey in there. Basil was our last guy there, right after Carson in 42nd place, 1832.
Okay.
And we put Michael Martin was our number six, ran 52nd place. Had a good race finally for him. He's been battling some soreness. And Thomas Olson, who we brought up from the JV, ran a really good race as a varsity guy. His first varsity race here, actually it was his second varsity race, but first varsity race here where it mattered a lot.
Yeah.
And we knew that he was going to run well, and he did. So guys ran really well. We were just out of it. Technically, points-wise, Chris, if you saw, we tied for fourth place points-wise, but when it came down to the sixth runner is how they break the tie, it put us at fifth right after Algona. So, we gave it a good go. The kids ran with a lot of heart. The guys did, and we put it out there, and we were just short. It's our second. I was looking last night. It's our second highest placing since I've been here in the last 6 years. We were fourth with the 2011 group that won conference. We were fourth at that one. So placing fifth is really good. I think we were eighth or ninth last year.
Mm-hmm.
So great race. Got two on to state, and we're looking forward to taking those guys.
Coach, as you said, top three, top 15, go to state.
Yep.
And Julie Patrick, you weren't quite sure, and Julie was top 30 yesterday to lead you.
Yeah. I mean, Julie, I didn't know if she was going to be able to crack the top 15. There's a lot of great runners over there, great teams. But ran right at her PR, ran 21:33, 28th place. She ran outstanding. She looked good the whole race. She was racing hard, so really proud of the gals, too. Megan McCleary, who's been had some health issues and some sickness and stuff. She went from 66th place yesterday to 45th place and ended up the season with an amazing race. Placing 45th, running 22:26, which has got to be close to her season PR. A lot of time put in this season, and it really came out well at our state qualifying meet for us, and we're grateful to have two going on, and I'm proud of the kids, all of them, and we're excited to take them down to Fort Dodge.
Yeah, then which will be in 8 days, and I'm just right now, Coach, looking at weather.com, Saturday, October 31st, sunny and 56 and 10-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah.
That holds up. That's a perfect day.
Right, yep.
So what do you do for the two guys now between now and then?
Well, we're going to get some miles in, you know, nothing too heavy. We'll probably do a little speed work, some tempo work, but nothing too rough, and just kind of keep things sharpened basically until Halloween, the state meet. And, you know, I think we got a lot of guys that didn't qualify, varsity guys that are going to train with them all week. They're a really good team. They work well together. So we're hoping we can get those guys to run another good meet down at state.
Hey, congratulations, Justin. Super year.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. Coach Melman here at halftime. We'll take a short break, and then we're going to talk volleyball with Kim Johnson. That's coming up on 92.9 The Moose.